There is an old Albanian saying, a woman is a sack made to endure. I was that sack, and this is the story of how I was used, torn, and sold. But my story happened here in Italy, and in England, not inside Albania in 15th century. I'll call myself my Linda, or Linda if you like. This is true story, but I am not only person who could bring this story to daylight. There are many my Lindas like me. The story start in a small village in northern Albania. I lived there with my mother, my father, and brothers. Inside Albania, we still live at home with our families, even when we marry. That's normal for us. My mother is teacher. My father is builder. He works sometime in other country, but he say traveling is not for girls. They borrow me money for university, so I will get good job and pay back my uncle. But Albania is small country. Very beautiful, but very poor. If you don't know the place, we are bordering with Greece and Italy by sea. Everyone is leaving. My friends, too. I see them on Facebook. Beautiful handbags. Nice shoes. Boyfriend driving Mercedes car. I want this life. A better life. But my parents follow old traditions and make arranged marriage for me. I want to study and get good job, not be housekeeper for old man, just because he's my father's friend. And I was in love with somebody else. A boy called Jedmir. His name means good life in Albania. He is kind. Bring me lots of small gifts, scarves, sweets, flowers. Go for walks, just small things really, but things women are not allowed to do in my part of Albania. Like smoking, drinking raki, or wearing watch or even hat. These things are just for men. When I tell Jedmir about arranged marriage, he is great. He say we just go to Italy, live with his family, and maybe get married there. When you meet someone and they give you opportunity and you start thinking maybe it will be a good idea. He is very beautiful man. I tell my family about Jedmir. Number one mistake. I think they will be happy I find my own husband, a man with good job, but they tell me it will bring shame on family. They say I must marry men they choose for me. So what to do? A few days later, I tell my parents that I go to meet friend. I kiss my little brother on head and go to airport. I have only passport and clothes in my handbag, but I am chasing love. Like in a film. It was last time I see my parents, and last time I see my beloved Albania. They probably think I am dead, and I hope so. I have done things they cannot imagine.
Death,